Shincha, we're going to continue talking about Hamukseh, Sif Dalet. We talked about, just to remember, the main categories of Mukseh. Something that's Mukseh and Kiss, something that is very either expensive or fragile, so you're not going to move it because of that fragility, whatever. Then it is Mukseh Gamor. You can't move Sarach Makomo, Sarach Gufo. The example of this was like a candelabra that's made of silver and you don't want to fall over and tip and get chipped and broken, or something of glass like that. Now, it doesn't apply something that's heter. It doesn't apply something that's klishmato leheter, something would be mutar if not for the expense. For example, we said the etrog, day before Sukkot, the box of matzahs on Erev Pesach, or the Van Gogh, you have a fancy painting, Mona Lisa, $1 million.
Painting is mutar.
Good. The Chazon Ish is machmir. The Shmir Shabbat is machmir with the etrog. You have to check each case, but yes,
Chavavadia
is machmir on both. Yeah, that's the first category. Second category is cliche, good. Something that I usually use for Isur, like a phone, a laptop. The laptop might be an example of Mukhsin Kiss, because I don't want it to break. We said the IDs, and certainly like something like a credit card maybe would be Mukhsin Kiss. Certainly a passport or something that's more serious document you don't want to get ruined is Mukhsin Kiss. But cliche Isur is like most electric appliances are not super expensive. Yeah.
I would a credit card. Like, that's not something fragile. I'm not so
it's
much
not fragile, but if you lose it, you're afraid someone's stealing all your money.
Yeah,
I say, you can cancel.
Is it only, is it objectively or is it subjectively?
Subjective, yeah.
Yeah.
As we said, the Milan, an example Shulchan Aruch gives is a Milan knife and a Shchita knife and the professional knives that they use, the sandal makers and the barbers, things that are used in professions because you're Makbid, you don't want them to get ruined. Same thing we said with the Ramah, merchandise. All right, if you're an electronics company, whatever, you sell a million things, you got a shipment sitting in your basement. So you don't want to open up the packages even, because if you get the packages even just a little bit damaged, then people aren't going to want to buy it. So that's called a makpid on something that makes it a mukhsin asar kiss. It doesn't actually depend on the price. We said the mishnah berurah about the plain paper. Blank paper is mukhsin because mukhsin asar kiss, people don't want to throw it out. We said Rav Moshe Feinstein said it's true still today in America, and Shlomo Zalman and Rav Avadya said, nah, that's not true. Can't
plain
be.
Paper?
Yeah, because Moshe said, who wastes plain paper? No one's going to do that. You're makpid to keep the plain paper clean. You want to use it to write Chiddush HaTorah. So Shlomo Zalman said, unfortunately, we live in a generation of people do waste things. So
the library, the scrap paper is blank pieces of blank paper.
So Ramoshe, they say David Feinstein, yeah, his son, used to see that his father would write on napkins or any piece of paper they had in the house. And when he'd go to groceries as a kid to get apples to buy groceries in the store, he'd go to there was like two marketplaces. He went to the further store to make sure to get the paper bags. This way his father would write Chiddush HaTorah on the paper bags. This I heard from Moshe Takman, the one who used to clean up the midrash. No. Right, Moshe Takman, he cleaned up the Beit Midrash. He said he heard from Rav David Feinstein. In other words, he didn't waste paper. He didn't even waste something as simple as paper. I think, as we said, okay, at least fortune or unfortunate. Anyway, klish matole heter, third category. It's not usually for heter. Asfarim, food, utensils, chairs, table, whatever, all these things, clothing, all mutar. Now, there's a big restriction though. Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlok and Rishonim, we're machmir on the following machlok. What if it's shlos or klau? I don't need it at all. So Shulchan Aruch says as follows. We talked about this last time, just to reiterate. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Dalet. Klish Mato Leheter. Something that's totally mutar. Mutar Letatala. Feel in a sort of kli, Shemi Ganev, or Shemi Shaver, or Iganev. Elisor Kli. Even if there's no purpose, other than for the purpose of watching over the kli to make sure the kli doesn't get broken. No problem. So you want to make sure you have a glass thing at the edge of a counter. You're afraid if you hit the counter or shakes a little bit, it's going to fall and break on the floor. Can I take that glass and move it somewhere else? It's safer on Shabbat?
The glass?
Take the glass cup.
Mutar,
yes. Because this is kli shemato leheter. It usually is for drinking, whatever, heter. Totally heter. Right. It's not like a phone. A phone, you can move Sarach Magufo, Sarach Makomo. If it's on your bed, you want to go to sleep, Sarach Magufo, move it. Or is it in the way of the sefer, you move it, and you want to put the pencil or pen, or also klish matel eiser. Usually it's for
why do they say you have to put the blankets up like that? So.
You don't have to. It's machluk, Mishnah Berurah, in the following sense. Mishnah Berurah says if you could avoid touching it, you should better. We have there's many solutions to mukzah that don't involve touching. So if you follow that solution, do some other solution. And Rav Avadya holds once you have one of the heterim, like sort of gufos or makomo, you can move it directly. Kula, we didn't talk about it so much next time, but last time, is once it's in your hand, the sort of klish, motel de sur, for whatever sorach, for a sorach gufoz, one of the valid sorachim, then it's on, sitting on your chair. And you need that chair, pick it up, you move to wherever you want. Once in your hand, move wherever you want, from room to room to room, wherever you want to move it to. No problem. That's the klish. Now, there's a different discussion. Not the same case. I had real mukset. I picked it by accident. I picked up my wallet, mukset, because wallets, we said, money is like a rock, has no purpose on Shabbat. But the Rambam, the Rosh, the Rashi,
what's that called, that category? What's the name of that category?
The fourth category. Yeah, we just got into it. Fourth category is mukset machma gufo. The goof of the item has no use. A rock, a stone, the only way you could something turn before Shabbat, not on Shabbat, turn it into something useful. If you want, take the rock and make it into a doorstep before Shabbat, you do a maset to create it to be useful, fine, then it could be.
Do tell Shabbat.
Before Shabbat.
But Yom Tov, is that also?
Oh, Yom Tov. Is Machlok, is Sardim Ashkenazi. Sardim have all the same rules of Mukseh, plus more. We're more Machmer on Yom Tov than Shabbat.
In regards to what again?
A few things. No lad. Basically, Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon.
Like, not together into all those stuff.
Very good, yeah. What?
No lad. What is all that?
So those creeds.
Basis, all these things.
Many things. We'll have to get to. We'll have to get to. Ashkenazim keep the same rules of Shabbat and Yom Tov. Sardim are more Machmer.
Yeah. What's a practical thing on Yom Tov? It's consumption.
If you the shells, if they even if any food that was leftover foods, I ate a meal and have bones and shells and peels on my plate. Anything that's still edible to human beings, I have half a meatball. That's not mukseh at all. Pick it up, no problem, whatever. But I have peels and let's say I ate up all my food. And I just have tiny little crumbs that are not edible. Okay. But I have also a peel, a banana peel. Or whatever it is. If on Shabbat they're edible to animals we eat, edible not to humans, but to animals, a lot of animals we eat the banana peels, and we eat orange peels. The soft peels, a lot of things are edible. Or nuts, depends on the, I don't know, the softer nuts, maybe like peanut shells, those could be more edible to animals. I'm not so lucky. Pistachios not. I don't know, I'm not lucky in which animals eat which peels, but the harder ones are usually not eaten by the animals. Google, see what the Google thinks. Okay, but anyway, it depends also, not it doesn't help for the elephants or the ostriches, or if you find some wild animal in the Amazon. It has to be animals that are either you own as a pet, or that are stray animals that live right nearby. So for us in New York, it only means like dogs and cats, not so many things. You don't have stray dogs, but dogs are very, very common. Equivalent of stray for this purpose. Everybody has a lot of people. Dogs, cats. I said dogs and cats are clear. Anything right, besides well, that, birds. Okay, people good. Birds. Birds. They're flying all around. True. Birds are also all around. Mice, unfortunately, also. But but those things. Besides,
no, I see in New York, believe me, you could find out there for everything.
So mice any food.
But not like ostriches, elephants.
Okay,
don't
but
have
mice
those.
Eat everything. Mice eat everything. Except nice. for the nut
yeah, so big but hard shells
yeah but everything okay. Else you're eating.
Yeah, interesting. Good, so that's now that's Shabbat, but Yom Tov not. And Yom Tov, anything that would not be human edible is going to be mukseh because that's nolad. It switched from human edible to the animal. So that's only Shabbat mutar. Yom Tov is. So what do you do if you have a plate that has food that's mukseh on it? I have a plate. So ideally, in advance, I think about this before. What happens? I have a plate and I'm eating pistachio nuts. I don't throw it onto an empty plate. That would be a mistake. It's two mistakes. First of all, it's going to make the plate mukseh. Basis. Basis is a carrier of mukseh. And I can't pick it up and I throw it to the garbage, whatever.
That's so not that's, a gezerah, but a gezerah, basis.
No, no, basis.
It's
a chalukah originally had to learn three ways. Right. Basis is an aspect of mukseh. It's not another gezerah. It's the rule of mukseh is all like this. The ikar is like this. Hold on to this clock. Anything you're makatadat, anything you decide you're not going to use, is mukseh. That's the rule. So rocks, stones. Who thinks before Shabbat I was going to use this rock and this stone? Most people don't. So therefore, it's mukseh. The same thing with money. I wasn't planning on using money. Therefore, it's mukseh. Simple. That's a simple rule.
You say, I plan using this rock?
Okay. No. So that's a machlok we'll have to get to. Generally, if you think it or say it, it's not always enough. You have to do a maaseh to show that you're going to use it. So you have to, before Shabbat, take it and then use it once before Shabbat. So you could do that, but it not always does. It doesn't always work. And also, we'll talk about it. Sometimes Marnayim doesn't always help. But yes, umbrella, not for sure. That's a different story. That's a Nabi Yehuda Tshuva that we're machmir on today. Now, the mukseh because of the umbrella is not really ikar hadin mukseh. It's probably asur to use because of Nabi Yehuda Tshuva and the conservative in the 1800s and Kacha Av.
Ravadi doesn't bring
that. No, he doesn't. He's seen the Chazan Ravadi later Chalakim.
He doesn't,
he says, he doesn't tell you the conservative thing. That's what Rosh Hashanah says. In the Noda Behuda in the 1800s, in 1700 going to 1800s, he wrote a big tshuva on the umbrella on Shabbat, opening and closing, and he said, it's Yisur Daraita, you can't do it. And the Chazan Yesh, many years later, in 1900, he says, I don't understand any of the reasons of the Noda Behuda. I mean, I could read it and I could say that, but I'm a nobody. Chazan Yesh was a somebody. He said, I don't understand any of the reasons. But, okay, kach nahagu, once it's true that the Orthodox Rabbanim, everybody started following that, so we're not going to be cholik on that. And all the poskim, since then, continue, we don't hold that you're
allowed. Because of Faradi.
Sfaradim, exactly.
Because we don't, like...
No, no, we have was Ashkenaz.
Yeah,
true,
exactly, so we did
but
get it.
I believe the Ben Ishchai as well accepted it.
And
Rav Avadia did accept as well. So we don't move it. Now, the Rosh Hashanah says the thing with the conservative. Rav Avadia doesn't quote the part about the conservative. It doesn't really matter whether they were fighting against conservative or not. Still, they're not beautiful about the tshuva. It's not that it's a made-up tshuva. It's a real tshuva. There are real halachot in there. Are they clear why he said it? Not so clear to judge, whatever. Bottom line, we're so machmir on that that we don't even if it's already open from before Shabbat, we don't even open it. Now, just as you should know in your own mind, there are kulot that come out of the Chazon Ish. Ravadia is ready to be mekel on stroller umbrellas, the same thing. And according to the Rebbe Yehuda, should be asur to open and close the stroller umbrella, or if you have a patio umbrella,
like a portable crib or something.
A portable crib, what a folding umbrella, something like that. Something
like that. To open.
These sort of things are better to avoid. Ravadia even says it's also better to avoid because he's not so pashut, but he does say that there, you could do that if you forgot to open and close it. Yeah, it's all one piece, it's all attached. But that's now the umbrella is whatever to yeshal chalek, but he doesn't really. Anyway, good. Not such a clear reason to say it's mukseh, but there's marat ayin for an Orthodox person to take an umbrella, walk around the street. It's marat ayin to do like that today. So we don't do that. I actually read a story of Ben Ishchai Talmid on Shabbat during the week. Was Rabbi Shimon Agassi, I think it's that he saw Rabbi Shimon Agassi. He was walking around Yerushalayim and he saw someone that he knew. He was carrying an umbrella. So he said, "What do you have?" And it was raining. So what do you have? He said, "I have an umbrella. Why do you have it? Oh, to keep me wet, to keep me from getting wet." So he said, "You know, not everybody could afford that." He said, "But what's the big deal?" He said, "I decided, even though I have the money to buy one, I decided I didn't want to make people feel bad." In Shalom, this was in the beginning of the 1900s. I didn't buy an umbrella. I could afford it. I don't buy an umbrella, so this way no one should feel bad. Interesting thing. This is very Shimshon. Okay. Such a Midah Chassidut. Anyway, back to the Shulchan Aruch. So there's one restriction on Kli Shma Tov LaHeter. Kli Shma Tov LaHeter is things that usually is for Heter. Svarim, food, silverware, tables, everything like that, backpack, usually it's right there, not wallets, not those, you can move for any need, but not for no purpose at all. That's what says in Shulchan Aruch. Shalos or klal asur l'tatala. Okay, we talked about, what about playing with the fork? Could you spin in your hands? What was the maskana? Yeah. Old Yaakov Yosef, Oser, Chazon Avadia, Matir. The fourth chalik and third. One is machloket the Ran and the Rich. Exactly. Whether, first of all, we ask what Shulchan Aruch says that shows our cloth, there's no need, you can't move it. So, first of all, that's machloket Roshanim. And the Ra'ah, I think, the Ra'dva were Matir, the Ran was Asir, Shulchan Aruch held Maran like the Ran, held as Asur, and so we're machmir. But that's Safek number one. Safek like the Ra'ah, Safek like the Ran. So thing number two is maybe playing with it, even to get a little psychological hana out of playing within your fingers and calming yourself down, is also called a sore.
But what's wrong with it?
Oh, okay. Okay, let me explain better. The reason for those the Shulchan Aruch is this, that the Rambam has, the reason you shouldn't move mukseh is his days should be distinguished. And part of that is, I shouldn't move things even for no reason at all. I shouldn't rearrange all my sorting cabinets on Shabbat. Because I don't need to. And the more that we decide, I'm not doing something just because, the more there's Kedusha Shabbat. Right? That concept applies even to the most low level of Mokseh, like Kli Shema Tov LaHeter. Now, there are exceptions to this. For example, Shulchan Aruch even says, Kid Vekosh, Svarim, you can move for Shulchan Aruch Klal. You still shouldn't rearrange the Svarim on the shelves because of Tircha or whatever. not a good idea, but fine. But in terms of mukseh, no problem mukseh. On sfarim, ochel, food, those are excluded altogether. Food and shozarka, those are excluded altogether. They were never included in the, never brought into the exam, never brought into the discussion of mukseh. If you read the Gemara in Shabbat, it has a long thing. It says, Nechemya saw, it's in the last chapters in Nechemya Perek, Perek Yod, it has, they found that people were intermarrying, and Ezra, Davin Tashem, that they should be saved from their enemies and everything else. And Davin, everybody should do tshuva, and he gave Musar, and then everybody decided they're going to divorce their intermarried wives, and a big tshuva movement. And then later, it happened again, more Olim, more people came from Bavel, intermarried with Goyim, and Nehemiah had to make a big tumult, and everybody came together in Yerushalayim, and they were attacked from enemies before, and then they made a tshuva movement, similar thing, and this time he said Musar on intermarriage, and selling things on Shabbat, business on Shabbat, the Ferush and the Pasuk, they're doing business on Shabbat.
That's crazy.
And they were not careful on Shemitah. And as and they said they have to be careful with it to make a new Shua and a new breed with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, a big tshuva movement. And so they did. And Vayivarech David, half the Pesukim from the Chamiyah Perek Yod, we send the Tefillah Atahu, the second half of the Vayivarech David. So that comes from there. So anyway, it says there they did business on Shabbat. So the Rashi and Beit Tav brings a raya from there. You see, it's a surah to do business on Shabbat. He's giving the Musar on this. Obviously, it's a surah. He says, it's a surah in Torah, it's a Rabbanah. So we assume business on Shabbat is only a Rabbanah. But we know it's series. We know it exists because it's in Tanakh. And then the Gemara in Shabbat has, based on that, this is not in the Pesukim. No, no longer in the Pesukim. Because he saw people were not careful on Shabbat, he made rules of Mukseh. Nechemya Bechilkiya invented Mukseh. He said, wow, everything is a surah. You can't move anything on Shabbat except for food and tzarim. That's the only thing. And then where said, the people said it's impossible. We can't live. We can't move a chair. We can't do clothing. They're going to drive ourselves crazy. So, hetiru, v'chazer hetiru, v'chazer hetiru. Three steps of hetirim. So, bottom line.
So, they said you cannot move anything. That's what they say. Anything.
Yeah, they can't move anything. I think it's kuf chaf. Well, whatever. Kuf chaf alf on the back.
They won't look it up. That's all day long.
Yeah, no, they learned Torah. The only things you can move is Sfarim and food. That's only two things.
Not even a Sefer Torah?
No, Sefer Torah is like a Sefer. Sidur. They didn't have Sidurim in the days. Those, Omar says, the people who wrote the Sidurim, you have to burn them. It was a to write Sfarim. Yeah, Sidurim. Yeah, that's exactly why we write them today, yes. Because it's not a complete Sefer or whatever it is. Yeah. So
what do we write them
today? No, because they ain't Lassa Lashem. Because you're not allowed to write Psukim without writing a whole Sefer Torah. No, it is a Gemara there. Yes, we do write Sidurim, we kiss them, we give a lot of kavod. But now we do that because of Elash Hashem, we have no option. Anyway, so the three levels of Hetirim, each one was to matir a little bit more. One step he was matir, they were matir, klishamato, the isur, if you need it, klishamato, the heter, so go for some kumo. You can move that if you need to move, sort of klishamato, the heter. And then the next step, klishamato, the heter for any reason. And the third step was klishamato, the isur, for so go for some kumo. Those are the heterim they gave us. Everything else stayed as in the world of isur. It has amazing proofs. You can judge of the everybody. The Gemara there deals with three proofs. Each of the proofs the Gemara there discusses. One of them is when they do Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach Shechal Liyopi Shabbat. So we're bringing Korban on Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach. But now let's say it was a Shabbat. What do? You still do the Shechita, you still do the Korban Pesach. Great. So now, two people, it says in the Mishnah and in Pesachim, is brought in the Gemara Shabbat there. How did they do it? They took two people, would do a Korban Pesach together, and they have it fillet the animal. Instead of hanging up on hooks and on metal poles, they would have one person put his hand over the other guy's shoulder, and the other guy put his other hand over this guy's shoulder. Sometimes people do like that. And then they put the animal over both of them, and then they'd try to, you know, one guy uses his right hand to fillet it, whatever it was. And one says, I don't know, forget what, two people, whole pulley system. Just use. They had a lot of play in the Beit HaMikdash. They did Shechita every day. Just use the poles. Use those. Where it says, no, there was a Mukseh. What do you mean Mukseh? Klishmoto Laheter. Where it says, no. This was before Nehemiah made his, because it was Matir. Pre Nehemiah's Heterim, everything was Asur. You try to use nothing. Wow.
Not even the knife for the.
So the knife, Tosa deals with it. Yeah, Tosa says, knife is just as good as food to figure out what that's about. But yes. Because that was a Sorech. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, it's mamish on that page. There, exactly. They talk about what a spoons and forks. The Mishnah Berurah brings about over here. It's a similar knife, not a. They know they sometimes people play with their hand.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, they got their hand. That's it.
Where yeah, bottom line is what's up. Good.
So what
category
the spoons fall?
What category?
The spoons, the utensils
fall. It does it meaning in the nafkaminas can you move for no reason at all? Things that were never included in the mukzah to begin with, you can move for no reason at all. Food and sorry. What about utensils? So it says over here in Chav Gimel on the Mishnah Berurah, he's mekel. He's a kosher kassel lechiyo. If you have ka'arot, plates. He doesn't say all of them. Plates, cups, bowls, and knives. He doesn't say the forks.
That's why we were discussing the fork. If you were playing with a fork, it's not around.
Everybody agrees even with the Mishnah Berurah. Not everybody agrees.
There weren't forks beforehand, remember?
Yeah, he brings Achronim in 41. Some said Shulchan Aruch is Oser against Mishnah Berurah. Some say no, they're generally Asur. And then he says, you can be Mekel, fine. No, on the cups. And then he brings, the Ben Ish Chai says, you're not allowed. Oh, yeah, here. He brings. Oh, he says, Ben Ish Chai says, against Mishabra. You cannot move even knives. A fork, a knife, and plates, and cups, all asur. The only things in Mutar for no reason is food and swearing, not even knives. You said correctly, Tosot. So Mishabra is supposed to be Tosot. Ben Ish Chai didn't know Tosot. No, Chas Hashem. He knew the Tosot, knew all them very well. So what was the answer? Is once they made the Heterim, including that was some restrictions. In that they said Klishmat Tola Heter is a category. Certain times you can move it, certain times not. So now you fall back into the category. Once they made a new category, Klishmat Tola Heter, they included everything. Good. Anyway, so Ben Shai is Machmir, and he talked about the spinning the fork on your finger. Good.
The answer is according to Ben Shai.
Yeah, no. In other words. Generally speaking, good. Generally speaking, as we bring here, Chaim Avadi even also said, moving the forks and knives for no reason, you shouldn't do. But if you have Tanug, you're spinning around your fingers. Chazan of Ajah, here, you bring Chazan Gimel Zion. Gimel,
Gimel is to, give me 17 on Mukse.
Yeah. Amud Zion over there. Good. Yeah. Okay, good. Tfilin in the Ramah over there. So he says they are Klishma Tol Yisur. They're not Mukse, Machma Gufa. They're not serious Mukse. They are the lower level. They're Kli Shmato Le'Isur.
So you can move it if you need that place.
Now, so the Ramah is Pashtut, even let me say better. Kli Shmato Le'Heter. Because if you want, you can wear them on Shabbat. We don't have them in Hanukkah to wear them on Shabbat.
Wear them on Shabbat,
No. I said we would tell you not to wear them on Shabbat. Oh, okay. But the Gemara says you're Patur from wearing them on Shabbat. If you want to wear them on Shabbat, you're allowed to wear them on Shabbat. That's clear from the Gemara and Tosfot. And the Maran in the Be'yosef over here says that as well. And that's why Rama says there are klishmot of the heter. The Magen Ram and the Taz point out, wait a minute, it's a stira. Shulchan Aruch over here says in the Beit Yosef, you can wear the tefillin on Shabbat in your house, whatever you want, you could. But you look around earlier when it comes up, by Hichlat tefillin, I think Simon Lamik Zion, it says over there, Achol Moed is a sur to wear tefillin. That's the sur to do. We don't wear tefillin on Achol Moed. Why a sur? Just tell me you're exempt. Because the Zohar has a harifut. Anybody wears tefillin, achol moed, chayav mita. Rabbi Mezalzel in the Keter Kedusha of the achol moed. So it says there in the Zohar, kol shekein shabbat yom tov. What's this? What's
the idea? Chayav mita for anything.
Yeah, no, the Zohar we don't understand what's this chayav mita. I'm just saying the word said. I don't know what it means. Yeah, correct. And some does, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it means. It means. It means. This is a serious inyan by the Zohar. I don't know how to learn all the Zohars. I just know this is a special thing. So what was the point here is...
Well, let's say a Jew is trying to bring you out. Is it Mukseh for him also, for tefillin?
What was it? Someone doesn't have Brit Milah. Why?
Well, tefillin was the
other. He's allowed to wear tefillin. He's not supposed
to. Maybe it's a mitzvah for him to wear tefillin on Shabbat. His knees two oats.
Ah, very good. Lama said, we don't... The Balatos discuss what is an oat. Lama said, I don't think Menagim follow that connection, but this oat doesn't replace that oat. Each is a separate oat. In other words, the Balatos talk about, there's no Isur. You can read good article. I read a good article about this in Mayan. There's no replacement one or the other. Haraya, there's no Isur to wear tefillin when they do Brit Milah. It's fine. There's no, you can, you, on Shabbat, we don't wear tefillin. According to the Zohar, it's asur to wear tefillin because you can't double up an oath. There's one oath a person should have, not two oath. So the ma'aseh, but the guy who doesn't. The guy who has a breed, fine. The breed that's already there is not. It's an oath, fine. Let's say it's an oath. It counts David Amelch's story, fine. But it's not a contradiction to wearing tefillin. And the guy who doesn't have breed, come Shabbat, no difference. Halakha would be the same. Yeah. Anyway, good. Sif Hay. Well, I want to get to a few more things. I'll say outside. Okay. So the halakha by we follow by tefillin is klish matol the isur, like the Zohar, that you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbat. Therefore, if it's on the seat or sitting on the floor and you want to walk there, pick it up, move it somewhere else. Why does someone put it on the floor? I don't know. So then it's not kavod to leave tefillin on the floor, even if you don't need that spot. So yeah, ayin, if you can be mekel, I think you can. To follow the Shulchan Aruch.
What if it's a toy that's going to light up?
Oh, very good. Toys are going to light up. So it depends. Let's say it's a piano toy, the one that makes noise. Okay, electric one or whatever. Meant to use that. That's klish matol isur. So then, klish matol isur.
Even if by you moving it, it's going to sound. The moment you move it, it's going
to
sound.
Then it's they have to do with all the rules of melacha, psik risha. We'll deal with the psik risha. We'll deal with all those another time. I don't know the answer yet. We try not to do it. But
of course.
But
you should have the other that's something that happens sometimes.
Yeah, we'll discuss Pesach Kriyasha a different day. But yes, there's what to deal with.
What give your tali bag?
But there's a
large one inside the bag.
Very good. Good, perfect. We'll get to that. So what about the other electronics that are not meant to be noise? Basically, you have a little toy car. The most of it. It's a little car. It moves back and forth. It also has buttons all over it and lights up and makes noise. So that's not mukhs at all. It has two sorachim. Many kelim, which have a sorach heter and a sorach yisur, we call lakel kli shmatol heter, not a kli shmatol yisur.
It's fire because the accident touched the wrong
button. Correct. So you have to be careful. Okay, good. What we said before. The Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Mem Hay says.
It's like it.
It's going to be. I'm Shomil Hachmir by toys.
Of course you should have it.
The Shulchan Aruch had. You're not allowed to touch a ball on Shabbat because all toys are Muksas. What to be Machmir by? Lamaseh, we're Mikel on that. The answer. Oh yeah. Oh, very good. So they only they said like Shulchan Aruch. Beautiful. So the answer why we make kel on that bezman is that the answer is Chaim Avadia said that this is a big machlok rishonim. I could discuss it forever, but the main reason why he's mekel is they used to make the balls. This is true mitzvah. Basically, they made them out of a piece of garbage. They took a rag. And they put some old cotton or hair that was sitting on the floor. No, before Shabbat. This is how they make. That's how they made balls. They made a football or whatever they wanted with old clothing and garbage and a little bit of hair, a little bit of wool, whatever they found on the floor in the garbage, and throw it and put it together and sew it together. The reason Shulchan Aruch says the walls are mukseh is because it's like a rock; it has no purpose. That's what it says. And even if you designate it to play with, everybody knows it still is a piece of junk. That's what the Shulchan Aruch. Now, our balls, people pay a lot of money for them. They spend time getting leather or whatever. There's like big companies. Exactly. Well, if a Sardi Mormon wants to be machmir, you're looking for note. Well, the whole note over here is very long. There are machmirim on this 139. It's not so simple. If you look inside the Rishonim, it seems not so pashur like Chacham Avadia. I'm not arguing on Chacham Avadia, but the Or Litzion, who's machmir on balls, I understand. The Rav Meir Mazuz, who's machmir on it, I understand. The Rav Meir Mazuz says, but he says, in the Mokhim Yadam, the people that do wrong, people who do move all them, in Mokhim Yadam, because let them do it, and then they won't know they're doing wrong.
But they don't even make up the actual
melachot that pertain. No, we have to discuss for a different day. But Lama Aseh, we can follow Chacham Avadia. We make all the things, and even all the tzion. He made a chiluk between the different toys and balls. Balls may be more serious than other things. But Lama Aseh, I think there's what to make out. Great. amongst the Ashkenazi poskim, they're all making all the balls because the Mishnah, because the Ramah says, I mean, hag as we play ball on Shabbat. Okay, you have to judge when. It's explicit in the Ramah. Explicit in the Ramah. So Ashkenazi all make it. Yeah, we have to judge when is that okay. Fine. Okay, things that break on Shabbat, that's sivav and the like. Basically, if it's not usable anymore, then it's mukseh. If it is usable, then it's not mukseh. If you have a glass that's broken into a million pieces, it can be dangerous. You can clean it up. So that's why mukseh is mutter for danger. Another thing is big machloket for hefseh merubah, for a big loss. Are you allowed to move mukseh?
Even a knife for a bit milah is mechamach
strong. No, very good. You are allowed to move for a sakana. Yes, correct.
For sakana, you're allowed. For a kid, let's say you have a kid.
Yeah. Correct. You're allowed to move it. For hefseh merubah, better not to do it, but yeesh, I'm out of smoke to be making all that. Have some merubah. We said, okay, a lot of things that are broken kelim, they're not usually practical. Very big sugya, not to get into all the pilpul. If you have dirty plastic dishes, plastic or paper dishes, are they muksan? They're not usable so much anymore. You have a paper plate that got oil and grease from
trash. Also, that's in the category of trash.
So, okay, that's basically trash right now. But it's sitting on the table. So Rosh Hashanah said they're all mukseh because they're not mekabel tumah anymore. They're clearly useless.
That's another reason you can't clear the table.
Yeah, the Lama said we want to. Also, we'll get to that.
Another.
So Ravadia is mekel. I didn't say it properly. In the Gemara Shabbat, there it has. Abaye says we learn all the rules of what's a kli, what's a utensil from Mamish for Hilchot from Hilchot Kelim to Mukseh. And Rava said, Tuma or Mukseh Karamit. What are you asking from one to the other? There's no connection. So then, usually, if I buy the Rava, Halacha, Kirava. But Tosa says over here, everybody agrees to Abaye. Except for this one case.
How could it be? Al-Kagan. That's it.
Okay. No, because you see, other Gemara says everybody agrees, and this one case is the one exception.
No, they agree with Abaye.
No, not Kitamim. So Kitamim, but really from Kitamim, I really learned from Hilchot Tumah. From that's where it comes. Yeah. Anyway,
chicken
or the egg? No. Lama said, "We'll make on the plastic plates because they could be reused if you really wanted to." But the Rosh Hashanah has a great piece on the same thing, and he basically says, "You know why we don't reuse it? Because we're spoiled. If you want, you could." So it still is a clean. Big clean dish.
That's true. If you had nothing else to eat on, you
know. Yashiv is saying, he said, look, even if you throw in the garbage, what, you can't take out a plastic cup out of the garbage and clean it off? So I'm thinking, oh, who does that? But Ilama said, but there's a difference in the garbage before Shabbat. If it's in the garbage before Shabbat, then Chacham Avadia says, then it's asur. Then we assume you're not taking out the garbage. Yeah.
No, you're always arguing that it's impossible to reuse, but the truth is that
who does don't reuse it? No, exactly. I don't think people go and reuse it.
I mean, Stirahua, he said about blank paper. Blank paper. What I'm like, blank paper. This is not like a Stirahua. He said with blank paper.
What blank paper?
The way I said that it's mutar. We draw it out.
Not a Stira. We look at the norms of the time. But to define a kli, we look at what definition is from the Gemara. Yeah, a little different. Okay.
Let's do that.
Clear the table and clean and take the trash. A big heter of mukseh is grash or egg. All the heterim of mukseh are like this. And that you can move mukseh in a shinoi way with your foot, with your elbow, anything you want, you can move with your foot and mukseh, totally heter. If you want to move
any
your
mukseh?
Any type of mukseh. Move your elbow, yeah, totally heter gemur. It's a shinoi.
If
you want to blow it, that's totally fine. If you have something mukseh on the bed, you want to move with your elbow, no problem. You want to kick it, okay. Your foot, yeah. Mishabraz matir. Chazanish was machmer. Chazanish was machmer.
It's like a sword.
No, not with
sweeper.
A soccer ball. Renevus makes a hara. It's only a type of thing that is not normal. So in other words, you could do your foot for most things are not normal. The soccer ball is the only thing which it is normal. So if you think the soccer ball is mukseh, then you can't do it. Whatever is normal. Good. So then the garbage, you have a different kula. We said for sakana, totally mutar. For hasim rubah and machloka, yesh amal smoch, if you need to. But cleaning the table, not for organizing. We're machmir. We'll say the same thing. There's a machloka, but last thing in the cleaning, garaf shalrei. Something's dirty, like an open diaper. That's from the Gemara. You can move mukseh. Soa, feces, is mukset, but you can move it. A dead mouse or a live mouse, you can move it. It's grasha, it disgusts people. Anything that's disgusting, you can move. You can move. Taking out the garbage, if the full garbage is open, charla mutar, take out the whole garbage. All the garbage is mukset, but you can take it out because grasha is disgusting.
But it doesn't apply since the trash bags nowadays are... They smell good.
If it smells good and it's closed, so then I would say, yes, there's reason for sure you should try to be a machmir.
You're saying,
yeah. That exactly like that. So that's a reader putting things like Hara. You should try and before Shabbat, empty out the garbage. This way it'll be by the time it's not gonna fill up and not overflow in the middle of Shabbat. Okay, if you can avoid it, you should do avoid it. Otherwise, the basic thing is by the time it's totally open and it's totally full, then I think it's most people would be disgusted by it. It goes by your time and your place. Rosh Hashanah's language is quoted is as long as it's unpleasant to be around, this garbage is open like that, then it's already okay. So I think most people with full garbage is, if it's open, I think it's totally fine to take out the garbage. Clearing the table, I think it's totally fine to deal with the nuts and shells and pits. Best to plan in advance if you could. So on the same plate, put heter. Like a fork together with it. Thank you very much.
Let's say you have like the
okay.
How do you call this?
Yeah. The
tablecloth.
Tablecloth. Oh, that could be a basis. Basis is when it has muksa on top. Yeah, that's a great thing. It's from the Vayesh Chayach in Halichah Olam in Greece. Chazon Avadya, he has a stira about this. It's a little kind of Tiferet. They point out, they say it's stira. So I think I have a terut. What does Chazon Avadya think in the end? But it depends. If there's one shell, he says, then we're not so machmir like Vayesh Chayach. It's okay. One shell is okay. Many shells is asur. Because then it's a significant amount. You can't say the heter comes from the Rosh Beta, that it's batel. Such a small and insignificant thing is, come on, not going to make about seeds, not going to make about seeds. You pick up the plate, whatever.
Is there something
so
more
many,
important?
You can't say batel on so many.
What? If there's something more important on the table, it's not going to be about seeds. Like
So that is brought in Shulchan Aruch only, not the Rashi and Beitza. The Rashi and Beitza says by any garbage. We only take it by like a penny to bed. Like that is really insignificant. Okay, I think we missed one or two things. I wanted to say the tali with the tefillin. The tefillin is klishmat tali isur. So best thing before Shabbat is take out the tefillin and separate it from the tali. Okay, but if you don't remember, whatever. Obviously, a lot of people don't do that. Don't pray. No problem. Mutar Ravadi says take out the tali. And you leave the tefillin. Don't touch the tefillin. Even if it moves on its own, it's a kachriyad. No problem. Bituk lemechano, isn't it making something muksam its own? No problem. It's only grandma, and he explains more reasons why it's mukseh. So there's a sewer, if you have mukseh, like water that's disgusting water, and it's dripping, a leak, and it's dripping. So it's asur from the Gemara to put a bucket underneath to collect the leak, because it's going to collect in the bucket, then it's going to be mukseh in the bucket, and making the bucket a basis of the asur. And a basis is something is also mukseh itself, because holding mukseh, so it becomes a mukseh. You kidding me? Very good. They ask the Gemara, so they say that bituk lemechano, that's bami meil is mutar. Okay, you didn't try. You just tried eating there. Over here, I knew what I was doing. I was trying to make the bucket collect this. Okay. The Gemara there has a solution haram. Sometimes you can haram and mukseh. You could put your chair in the room. It's going to be discussed with you. There'll be a grasharei, and then you can move the mukseh. But bottom line, the big bituk lemechano is not pashut.
Attach something
that has good, there you go. A smart idea. Orchot Shabbat says like that. Put a Lego piece in the bucket. Or a toy that doesn't get ruined by water. You put a toy, toys are not mixed, even for sardine.
Put it in a plastic bag.
It's not going to get ruined. So then, that's heter, it's not mukseh. With all the mukseh, this is basis la heter v'isur, is it mutar. If it's more chashuv v'isur, the heter than mutar.
I'm trying to imagine like a leak in my apartment, and I'll just quickly get a Lego, put it in a bag, put it in the bucket.
Everyone's
gonna think I'm doing some.
You
weird
can get
school.
Any.
Yeah. I'm really trying to make
it. Bottom line, so good. Each one of these two get are very long. I don't know if we got to everything.
We have to go through
is usually mutar for everything. If you don't have anything, grasha ray is mutar to move. The plate of shells you can move. But if the drip is coming, you can't collect it with the bucket. That's
Shulchan
Aruch. Yeah, because of grasha ray. There's two reasons. First of all, it's just one plate. If you're not going to sit in that room, it's not going to bother you, then it's not going to show you. Actually, it's unpleasant to be around.
What's that? What you're saying?
So there's something else. kli, that's mevatel kli mehechano. Mevatel kli mehechano means the following: that it's asur to mevatel to make established a kli to be not to be used anymore. Your established kli not to be used anymore is asur. That's making something mukseh. The middle shvat, you can't make something mukseh. What does that mean? Making the bucket to collect the water, or you can't put a tray right near the. Oh, we don't have this in our candles, but if you have Shabbat candles and they're dripping all down, making a big mess. Most of our candles are all clean or whatever, not, or the candle itself holds or whatever it is. But if you have them all dripping, you cannot put something underneath the wax, the Mishnah in Bama Malikin. Because if you're going to do it, l'kabel shemenshav ner, that's making the clay underneath the mukzeh. So you can't do that. So that's betul kli mehechano. You're mevatel, you're establishing a clay to be mukzeh, not to be used anymore. So these are important things, so therefore you can't take the shells out of your mouth and just put them on the plate. You should try to be material by putting heter first. As the Beis Chai writes, and the Chalz Amavadya, in different places, held, one in the Yalka Yosef, he held like this. In the there's a Kol Torah, old journal, he also held like that. And then the Chazon Avadya, in one place he holds like it, and the Chazon Avadya, and both in Chedek Gimel. He holds, and then later he doesn't hold of it. So you have to judge each case. One place is more mekel, like Ashkenazim, whatever.
Well, like, if you put like an heter, let's say a cake, and you're eating pistachios, whatever.
Yeah, heter, fine. Or silverware would be heter.
But pistachios, they have a thing. It still has some food on the pills. You know that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it says Shulchan Aruch is crumbs that no one wants to eat at all.
Some people,
they say anything that's less than the size of kazai. I don't think we eat less than kazai is the size of kazai. Anything, Mishnah Berurah says, anything that's edible to people normally. I don't know. If people eat that, then fine. It's not that mukseh. But
it's a judge. That's why it's not borer.
That's right. It's good. These are all...
Wow. How much time does it take you to learn mukseh?
No, I did this in the summer. We did it for... We were blank the whole summer. Yeah.